Lucien Gleeson is an associate of PCC Lawyers. Ms. Gleeson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, sick leave, I must admit I haven't taken it very often. I've been lucky like that. But, I mean, is it a paid entitlement? That is, if you don't use it up, can you request it in cash?
No, you can't. It's very different from annual leave, which employees are entitled to when they're terminated, and they get a sort of cash payment for when they leave employment if they haven't taken it. It's an entitlement that employees can only take if they're actually unwell or if they're caring for a family member or household member that's unwell. So there's an evidentiary requirement that goes with it.
It seems to be a lot higher, that is, the amount of time people take off being sick, much higher in the public service than in the private sector. Why do you think that is?
Look, I think there's a number of reasons for that. Traditionally, the enterprise awards in the public sector have sometimes allowed higher levels of paid sick leave entitlement. I think a number of other reasons, including that, you know, the idea of a culture within public service institutions that they should be allowed to take higher entitlements, that they often have longer service than in the private sector. I think they all contribute to the factors of people taking more sick leave.
Do you think if you take sick leave and you're not actually sick, I mean, are you really, so is it like stealing from your employer?
Look, I think definitely that could be argued. It certainly has a lot of issues for productivity. It means that other employees in the workplace are having to take on that work when people are away, and that can often lead to sort of additional stress for those employees. So it certainly creates a lot of problems when people are sick, particularly if it's a repeated pattern.
Does Australia have a culture of taking sickies?
I think to a certain extent, in some industries, I think people think that they're entitled to take it just like they would annual leave. So, you know, even if they're not sick, they might think, oh, it's a lovely day to go to the beach. Mm. Should I chuck a sick day and go today? But I think there's an increasing awareness amongst managers that they can crack down on it. I don't know if that's quite spread to the public service yet, but certainly in the private service there's an awareness that evidence is required and you can't just continually take sick days.
Lucien Gleeson, thank you for your time.
That's okay. Thanks, Tom.
Lucien is an associate at PCC Lawyers. There you go.